We are Brightside.
Theater nerds, welcome to the Bright Side Home Theater Podcast, the home theater podcast that's all about the experiences, the sights,
the sounds,
the scenes, mate.
There we go. Hey, Jack, how you doing?
Hey, g'day.
Jack, Steve, John, whatever everybody's name is, right?
Just actually, don't say John Kiwi, goes Australian. By Jack.
Do you?
We have a Jack on the show.
Well, I don't go by that. My family,
your family does,
calls me that, but I don't prefer it. So I don't.
Because I mean, we've already heard about one nickname that he used to have this evening. Is this another one you haven't told me about?
Yeah. No, that's, that's what they called my dad. I'm named after my dad. So it kind of stuck with the family when I was little. Yeah. But once I was able to go to school and kind of tell people what I wanted to be called.
Kind of threw me back when I first, I think one of the first times I walked in your house and they're like, hey, Jack, can you, and I was like, who the hell is that? Jack? Yeah.
Jesus. So the only ones now are my mother and my sister. Everybody else is either dead or missing in action.
Not because of anything you did or because they called you Jack.
Not because of anything I did, but.
I saw you once in the airport, waved, said, hi, Jack. That was the worst colonoscopy I ever had.
Idris Elba sort of walking around.
Yeah, exactly. Hi, Jack. Hey, what? I was saying hi. Dying to use that joke for a while. Let me check that off my list.
Yeah.
Take that post-it note down.
That's right. Check that one off.
So sell cockatoo, buy koala. And,
get in hijack joke.
Get in hijack joke.
Squeeze in hijack joke.
Yeah. It's all about squeezing it in with you, Steve.
Well, it's got to be done. That's what she said. Actually, do you know what? We've got to be careful because not only do we have Mikey's probably having dinner, we now know that Jack and family are having breakfast. So we've got to be a bit careful. Yes.
Yes, people, so, people just spit out their eggs.
Yeah. Maybe listening as well.
Exactly.
We've got to be ultra clean, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess it's been nice working with you guys.
Yeah.
Have fun on the show going forward.
Right. Yeah. Oh, well.
I'm no longer appropriately rated.
Yeah. Speaking of Mikey, I got Mikey Schramm. I got a text from him earlier this week. And I'd like to do a little PSA if I can find this text. It's nice that you was it to me or which chain was that in? Because I'm also talking with Todd, who is over in Europe right now and enjoying.
Ooh, where is he?
Let me see. Is he in Spain? He's at a, basically CEDIA over there, only like 10 times bigger. Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder if he's doing a stop in the UK. Nice to say
no,
that.
No, I don't think so. He's en route to Spain. Nice to have nothing but, nothing to do but sleep. Yeah.
I hope you text back, watch Azrael.
Yeah. No. No, I tried to get him on the show from Spain. I said to Mikey, here's a little behind the scenes stuff. Shh, and now I'm going to talk about it on the show. But yeah, I was like, I asked him, but it's a time change. He's super busy over there. It's like, found out today, this is Mikey, he said, I found out today my Onkyo has a hidden HDMI setting you have to enable in order for it to pass HDR. I've been watching everything from my Apple TV without HDR for almost 2 years now, and I didn't even realize it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so a little PSA there to check in on stuff like that, not just for Onkyo. I'm sure others have the same situation. And, but yeah, I was like, that turned
I'm surprised
in-
you. I'm surprised you wouldn't know. I mean, you know, HDR glows. Well, it's not HDR. It doesn't. I mean, you know, you can see.
Yeah, he has an OLED and it's streaming and I'm sure it's up converting and doing the best. You know, he has a Sony similar to mine. I think it's just a bigger version of mine that I have in the living room. Hey, Jack. Oh,
That English guy is back in, Deej.
Yeah.
Jack, yeah. Sounds so English, you couldn't believe it, mate. Yeah. All day long.
There you go.
I thought to myself, there's an Englishman, no doubt about it. Oh, God. Oh, no, Rachel's doing it now.
Yeah. Hi, Jack. There we go. I'll say that in an airport. But, no, yeah, it's. I mean, if you don't know and it's streaming, right, you just think it's a variable. And it's, I don't know. I don't blame him because it could be getting up-converted.
I'm not having a go, you know? Yeah, I'm not having a go at him. I don't mean that, but like it's, I mean, you know, HDR to SDR is blatant. I mean, especially on Apple, you know, Apple stuff, you know, I mean, it like you said, it glows. You can tell it with, you know, I'll take the Pepsi challenge on that any day of the week. I would definitely know.
Okay. All right. I'd like to do that. That would be interesting.
Done.
That would be good. But yeah, it was interesting. I mean, it can happen. Like, I mean, John and I talked about, Jack and I talked about settings. There's all sorts of hidden settings that we don't know about. And then you find out later and you're like, oh, what the hell? You know? And I mean, we had a little discussion about it and like, why isn't it more known and stuff like that? And I was, you know, I said stuff like that's the manufacturers supporting the integrators, right? So that helps the integrators be like, if you don't know this stuff, you're not going to know to set that up right. And then you find out later. And the DIY guy, how do we find out? That's not a commonly known thing. And it took them 2 years to stumble across that part, right? And it's a way that it's one business supporting another business. And it also keeps it interesting for us DIY guys. And that's why it's not out there ready. You want plug and play and easy, just go to use your regular TV with regular speakers or go to a sound bar or something, right? But if you want to get more advanced, there might be some tricks to it. And I kind of don't even blame them for doing it, you know, because it's like businesses have, you know, there's a way of supporting them. And that's a way as an integrator or an installer, you know, if you know that, you're going to recommend these ones better. You know, you'll be like, hey, Onkyo, because they're supporting you. So you're going to be more apt to, you know, I scratch your back, you scratch my back type of thing. And that's, you know, things you hear and see at Cedia that you're not supposed to talk about. But
and in Spain.
And now I'm never getting invited back.
So, yeah. So Jack says he was born in Doncaster. All right, Jack, you say so, mate. I would never know it from your accent, buddy. And actually, if I may, because I was thinking about this as we were watching it, we kind of went the other way. So he was born in the UK and then left to go to Oz when he was 15. So I was born in New Zealand and lived there till I was 9. And
which
then
is
came
the same
back
as Australia.
UK.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little old man. Right. That's finding words, Deej. Look, we'll tariff you.
Okay. Knock yourself out.
And then walk it back a couple of days later.
Well, that is fine. Once all tempers have cooled.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Right, we're announcing 10% tariffs on Franklin, Massachusetts.
Nice. 10% on nothing is nothing.
Right, exactly.
Exactly. So, there you go. I mean,
it's almost like it was an empty threat.
I'd take out the word almost.
Well,
there you go. So it is what it is.
Deej, I've got a question for you.
Oh, I may or may not have an answer.
Well, you may. Right. Tell me this.
Okay.
Are you ready? What is the problem with watching movies or TV shows on a phone? Why is that bad?
Why is it
or
bad?
Or an iPad. We'll have an iPad. Yeah. Why is it bad?
Okay. Anything.
How much time you got?
Yeah, exactly. You're not really getting the director's intent unless it was on Quibi.
Because the screen's small?
A multitude of reasons. Screen's small, sounds awful. You're missing details. You're probably going to be distracted. You're supposed to be meant to take away to this other thing. There's a storyline to be. It's kind of like if you watch a movie and in bits and pieces instead of all in one, because there's like things lead into the next. And if you've ever taken a break in a movie, I mean, we all know like, you know, it's broken up into thirds in a way, but if you stop a movie and come back, it I've done it a million times, almost probably literally when I'm stamping stuff out and you'd be like, I'm so in the moment of a movie and I'll be like, oh my God, I can't wait to tell everybody about that. And I'll stamp that moment, right? I'll come back to it and without getting everything on all sides of it, I can't even find what I was excited about because it's everything builds to something. And if you're watching on a phone and you got other stuff going around, your attention is everywhere except for there. And that's not really what the, what the
director intended.
Yeah.
What about if your phone or your iPad has a 147 inch screen from 4 meters away? Let me show you these. These are the X-Real AR1, glasses. Okay. Which arrived today. And I've been playing around with them this afternoon and this evening.
Okay, right? So they connect to your phone.
Connect to the phone via USB-C.
Oh, okay, not wireless.
No, because of latency and everything else.
Yeah.
But it's a USB-C.
Oh, my
and
God.
And will produce a 147-inch screen show from 4 meters away. Yeah, oh, go on. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, there we
just
go.
Put them back in their little case. Yeah, they
of
are
Of course
here.
You did. You OCD nut, you.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, wow. So these are the X-Real. They've got two OLED panels.
Who makes
inside
them?
The glasses? They're made by X-Real, it's called, but although they are Sony OLED panels in these glasses. They're up underneath there. You can probably see that's the thing there.
All right.
Reflected down. So it's a 147-inch screen from 4 meters away, and you can and there are dimming modes on them, which I've been playing around with, which takes all the light out, and it is like you're in a cinema. And the first thing I put on was Avatar, The Way of Water. Yeah. Well, these have got Bose speakers, by the way, in the arms of the glasses. They've got Bose speakers, all right, which is, you know, with spatial audio, apparently. And I mean, I'm not pretending that's as good as, quite. However, I have to say the image quality for a pair of glasses is bananas. It's really good. I put on Avatar, The Way of Water. I thought that's it, you know, 185. Let's see what it's like. And my goodness. I mean, look, is it as good as Cinema George? No. But is it damn good for something you can be wearing on a bus, on a plane, walking down the street,
driving a car?
Admittedly,
Yeah.
Let's.
I was watching a movie on my way home from work.
I was watching Gone in 60 Seconds, officer.
Yeah,
and what happened was,
you want to see my stitches?
Cannonball Run.
It's
exceptional. It really is good. Yeah, and I mean, I would not normally say that.
Where did we get those?
No, they're out. They've just come out. They came out last week of December, I think it was.
Okay,
there have been X-Real versions, but this is the new X-Real ones. And they are bananas. And playing like the Legion Go, the portable gaming machine, plugs into it as well. So you're playing Street Fighter 6 on a 147-inch screen.
Yeah.
Is all kinds of fun, I have discovered. So I highly recommend them. I do recommend them. I mean, I've only had them for the afternoon, but I've been messing about with
them. I'm looking at
them
right
here.
Very
cool.
Yeah. This is like a light year or two ahead of the Apple.
Well, it's like $3,500. That's for one. And of course, it's not a massive headset.
That's what I mean.
You've got to wear.
This is what we're trying to get to, right?
Yeah. They're very, very cool. Bill says, don't drive with those on, Steve. Believe it or not, Bill, they've got dimming mode. So you can put them on transparency mode and you can have a little screen in the top left corner with the thing playing. So you could drive with them on and have the thing running.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, but you could.
I would love. I've been wanting for years something like this in like a more of a, like, remember the old Oakleys? In more of a sport mode that you can connect to your GPS. And when I'm out on a bike and be able to like, I'd have turn by turn directions, even mountain biking. And it'd be like, you put the yellow, like I always mountain bike with glasses on one way or the other because crap files in your eyes and everything. But to be able to follow trails and know north, south, east, west and everything. I kind of know that anyway, but to have it like a heads up display on a bike. Mm. It make everything safer and also stuff like that. They already have it. Garmin has a pretty good system that'll alert you to cars coming up from behind you. And that's one of my, I actually prefer mountain biking now over road biking. It used to be the other way around. Mountain biking was more dangerous, but now you're driving down the road, you have to stay on the right, the correct side of the road, right? Mm. Somebody coming up behind you texting away might take you out and not even know it. And there's nothing you can do because you can't see them. Garmin has a thing like, oh, this guy's coming at you. But imagine if you could see a heads up display, this guy's coming right at you. I mean, I've bailed before people coming at me and I've jumped out of the way.
Well, you could set up your phone because it's connected via the wire. You could set up your phone with the camera on it, put it in your back pocket.
Well, yeah,
and have it camera in the top left corner of your thing.
Yeah.
No. You turn the camera around. You could have that little screen up in the top left corner and be using those at the same time. You don't have to charge them. They get their power from the device they're plugged into.
Yeah. Awesome.
It's very cool indeed. And I've only just started messing around with it.
How much were they? Really, I'm looking at them right now.
They're £450 here. So probably $450 over there. Normally it's about the same.
$599.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Oh, really?
AR for all X1.
I just looked them up. Well, the X-Real 1 Pro.
Yeah, those are not out till March.
Those are $599.
I think it's $450 for these. Okay. The X-Real 1 Pros are going to have a little camera in the front so you can take
Air 2 Ultra?
Those are the old ones. Those are the older ones.
Those are $700.
Well, they're collector's items, clearly.
Are you sure the Air 2 Ultras are the... Because they're more money. Air 2 Pro.
Yeah, it's the X-Real 1 and the X-Real 1 Pro are the new ones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's the difference between the Pro and the 1?
The Pro has a camera, a 12 megapixel camera, little thing on the bridge of the nose, and it has an extra 7-degree field of view. This has got a 50-degree field of view, and the X-Real Pro's got 57.
I was bewitched when you wrinkle your nose. It takes a photo for you.
Yeah. Well, this is the, I honestly don't know what a 12 megapixel camera in this day and age.
You took a whole roll of film.
Or you forget you're filming while you're wearing them and you pop to the toilet and you get all kinds of things. I mean, just imagine, John, going to the toilet and taking a photo of yourself in the toilet. Who would do such a thing, Mr. Briggs?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, and then accidentally show it to your podcast co-hosts.
Like, oh, I'm still live on TikTok right now.
John. I had no idea, officer. Look at all those subscribers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go away.
We got a bunch of boxes of popcorn this month, guys.
Anybody want to talk about? No,
I'm sorry. I have to leave the show.
Again.
Yeah, set up your own one. OnlyFans for John.
Yeah.
Or Jack.
Yeah,
exactly.
Or Hot Mike. Oh, man. But yeah, so anyway, they are cool.
Yeah, they are. It's like, now I'm like, and when did you say the pros are out?
March. They're out in March. They start shipping in March. But yeah, they're an extra $100, so they're $550. These are $450.
They're $499 and $599. So $50 more.
Yeah, so, you know, exchange rate, it'd be about the same.
Oh, man.
They're very, very cool. I was blown away with the demos and stuff I've been doing this afternoon and just messing around with them. I've been really pleased. I can't wait to go on, you know, train, bus trip, whatever, and just kind of just enjoy this thing. It's mad. Yeah, because they've got the Bose speakers and they're right above your ears, you can obviously connect to your device, your Bluetooth headphones and all that. But these things are so much fun. Yeah, there we go. But you can have them on and people around you can't really hear what you're listening to because they're just above your ear. So they're that's it. X-Real 1. There it is.
I have the Bose glasses with the sound. Mm. Same thing. My daughter gave them to me years ago. I love them for mountain biking, road biking. And you can, I mean, song comes on and you're mountain biking. And it's like, big trouble. These look pretty cool. So there's the Real One Pros for $599. Showing them on YouTube.
That's it. Cool. Yeah. And there's your ones. Yeah. Very, very cool. Really do recommend them already. I mean, there's so much fun stuff you're going to be able to do with these. It's going to be great. Just to answer Van Gogh's question.
Today's show is sponsored by X-Real.
Yeah. We don't get any. Nice. That's the thing is we don't get anything for
this. Do we have any affiliate links on there or like, what are we doing?
No. Yeah. And there'll be three purchases. Ours.
Yeah, exactly. Van Gaal saying, did Steve do Fifth Element on his glasses? Van Gaal, I've just had them. I don't want to smash them just yet.
Yeah. He'd be banging his own head.
Yeah, that's it. Where's that metal ice hockey post when I need it?
Yeah. Let's see. I'll click on.
Yeah. So they are very cool, DJ. I think you'll be, the problem is the company is quite small. So what you can't do is you can't go into many stores and try them. You kind of have to buy them and try them. But I did and I loved them. And, you know, they're all over YouTube. That's the clip there. That's of Jimmy Fallon using them.
Well, pretty soon you'll have a clip of our show. There you go.
Well, obviously.
Yeah. So it'll be a short clip. Highly edited. They make too many jokes.
But what it shows is that the barriers between our home theaters and being able to take our home theaters with us is getting smaller and smaller. And so the idea of I watch that on my phone might not be a complete nightmare.
Oh my God. Is that an ad or a what not to do? The poor lady looks like she's about to go off a cliff in the wheelchair. And this guy, dad of the year, he's like, yeah, I love you. And he's watching the soccer game.
That'll be John and us.
Yeah,
I mean, exactly. Look, I fully intend to be watching the rugby on them.
Is that his kid? He's got the wrong kid. It's like, I'm not paying attention. Wait till he gets off this. This one here is going to go right into a tree. What is going on with these ads?
Yeah, what's going on?
I think I gotta get this off. Yeah. We're going to tear these people apart.
Jesus. Anyway, so home theater tweak. Very good. Yeah.
This guy on the hay bale. This cracks me up. Wait till he gets off and she crashes to the ground. And then,
but he won't have missed a second of the football.
I love it. It's like, hey, look out for the tree.
Also, his grandmother's escaping. I don't know if that kid knows that.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, man, I love this stuff. The audio-only people are like, what the hell?
Yeah, what is going on here?
This guy, this is driving are they trying to show what productivity for farm workers is going to be like?
I think they're harvesting that chap.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God. This is awful.
So there we go. Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
But there we go. All kinds of fun.
Oh, yeah. All kinds of fun. That was awesome.
Yeah, they're very cool. Really cool. Really cool. And I showed them to a couple of people this evening, watch it again, Avatar Way of Water. And these are people with no interest in any of this stuff. And they were like, whoa, okay. Yeah, that is cool. Yeah. So yeah, not bad at all.
That's awesome.
Mm.
Now, why isn't this letting me move these things? Oh, God. What is going on here today?
Okay.
Technical difficulties.
So Carl's saying, so really zero interest in this kind of tech. Apple VR goggles were fine. Yeah. I mean, the problem with those is they were so big and so expensive. And at last I saw, they had so many of them, they'd stopped making them because they can't shift the inventory that they've got. It was more of a proof of concept than anything else, the Apple Vision Pro. I mean, in years to come, you know, rest assured, they will be working on glasses exactly like that, that sort of size, but with a full Apple, with the all iOS infrastructure on it. Make no mistake, guys, this is where the future is headed. Wearable tech like this is absolutely going to be where we'll all have it in 5-10 years time. It'll be just kind of what we've all got. You'll buy your glasses when you need them. And it'll be like, right, what tech do you want with your glasses? It won't just be your prescription anymore. It'll be, right, do you want GPS on it? Do you want your full
Apple integration? Well, it'll be connected to your phone. You know? That's what made the iPhone so popular is that when it first came out, a lot of people were like, it's Apple. It's for creative people. But then as people got their hands on it, what it is you can make it, you curate it to you. If you want it to be a business issue, a business thing, you want it to be creative. There's so many things you can do with it. And if they connect to your phone, you're going to be able to do whatever you want with it. You know, you want it to be a GPS. You can make it do that, you know?
Yeah.
That's the idea of pretty much everything in this day and age. If you want to be successful, it's got to be, you know, adaptable for the most people, you know?
Yeah.
But that's really cool. Really cool. Steve, always bringing it, buddy. Always bringing it.
Always trying to justify watching films on phones.
Yeah, I know. You're still trying to get over that one, but that is pretty funny.
It's because of the amount of traveling that I do and the amount of wasted time I have when I travel, you know, waiting time at police stations, waiting time at university because of, you know, anything like that. It's just something I need to have, something portable and something that, that can, you know, keep me entertained because I get bored very quickly, very easily. And so this is the sort of thing that I've been looking for. Yeah. And it looks as though it's exactly what I need. So yeah, if you, you know, it's great.
And it's also something that, like, I mean, it does. I didn't get rid of cable TV because I, or internet TV or whatever I have upstairs. I don't get rid of my. I still get HBO. I still get Showtime. I watch all those things and I scan them. It doesn't mean you get rid of that type of thing just because you have a theater, right? Or whatever you know we have. Mm-hmm. We use these things, and then we run home and try it out there. Right. Yeah. It's like I use my, you know, my AirPods or my AirPod Max or whatever they are, Apple, the, whatever the hell those things that you have on, Steve. You know, you use these
Apple
things.
Apple Maxes. Yeah.
Yeah. The Apple Maxes. And they sound so impressive and it scares you. You're like, oh my God. It's like, this, is this better than my thing? And then you get in your theater and you go, oh yeah. Okay. Never mind.
You
know, but there is nothing wrong with watching it on your phone, but I wouldn't make a judgment call on a movie doing it that way.
No. You know? I fancy doing that.
Yeah, no. Crazy.
Who would do that?
It's crazy.
Some idiot.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, moving on.
All right.
Actually, we haven't said hello to people in the chat yet.
Probably I don't even know if we did it last week, did we?
It's only 5 o'clock, so let's go.
Sorry.
Guys. Six. All right,
I'll do it quick.
Six. Depends.
Yeah. That's a way long. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah. Almost 11. Okay, so TSG's in. Local boy, hiya, TSG. Gorinda's in. Hey, Gorinda. I've seen you in the chat for a while. Good to see you. Steve Atts in. Mikey's in. Dom's in, having installed a new SVS S16 Ultra subwoofer. So he's been enjoying that with Tenet, as one would. So Rach is in. Hi, Rach. And Rach, get well soon. She's not feeling too well.
Oh, sorry,
so hopefully Rach. She's on the mend soon. Marcus Beebs in. Talking about how much he enjoyed Wild Robot. Good man, Marcus. Nice. Yeah, there we go. And AC3's in. Hey, Captain. Paul Hertz in. Hiya, Paul. Van Gool's in. Travis is in. Hey, Travis.
How are you doing, buddy?
Jordan's in, of course. Bill McAllister's in, who had Asriel arrive today. Anxious to watch it. Yeah.
Oh,
never heard of that. What film's that?
I don't know, guest host a couple of weeks ago, Joe Klosnick, texted me. He did not enjoy Asriel.
Oh,
yeah. Watched it on his Kaleidoscape and deleted it. So,
fair enough. So, I mean, I'd want to know what movies he likes. You know, this is the thing. I'd have questions.
Yeah. Well, I said right away, I go, hey, it's not for everybody, but yeah. So there is one. And like John just said, there's always one.
Always one. So Scruffy's in as well. Hi, Scruffy. Carl's in. Hey, Carl. And we've got Jack popped in and popped out. He popped in because, and now he's, they're off grocery shopping and he's not concentrating. So he's had to go.
He had to go.
Yes.
So there you go. And who else we got in? I think I saw some others as well. Just scrolling on down again. By the time I get to this part,
Carl, Jack.
Yeah, we said hi to Carl. Who else we got? And others.
And others. Yeah, it's a lot of others, according to the numbers.
Yeah, it is. So. Yeah, it's going crazy, crazy. So there we go. Cool. All righty. So hi, everyone. Right. And if you're first time in watching, listening, then jump in, say hello. And we will belittle you.
Wait a second. Hold the phone. Travis, new projector has been ordered. And then says, I got a Sony. DJ said he'd pay half for a Bravia 9. DJ did not say that. DJ would be happy to pay half for a Bravia 9 for himself and then pay
further
the
updates down below. Yeah.
But wow. So Travis, oh boy, I think I'm going to have him on soon. Figure out.
No, I keep reading.
Oh, does he say? Just kidding. Oh, okay. Well, how am I supposed to? It just popped up. Okay. But he'd said he was thinking of it, but there it is. Why didn't you put it up, John? There you go.
No,
just kidding.
Wasn't thinking about it. I was too busy chastising you for not seeing it. I wasn't thinking about putting it up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm reading the other part. New projector has been ordered. Yep. There you go. All right.
I guess I could have been helpful, but.
Yeah, that would have been nice. But like,
too busy trying to make you feel bad.
No, I don't feel bad at all. When people make bad decisions, that's on them, not me. Oh boy. Yeah. So, Hey, you know, I know that, you know, maybe the NZ700 is more capable of shooting to a wide screen, you know, for the quirky people that like CinemaScope, you know, and all that wasted space above and below your screen.
Ooh, he's trying to cause trouble.
So is Travis. Oh God. Good fun. Good fun. Let's see. Oh, Travis. He's like, I'd still love to get a good demo of a Bravia 9, but I think I'm in the sweet spot for price and performance. Yeah, they had the Bravia 9 and to help Travis out here, they had the Bravia 9 at Cedia. I loved it. They did a great demo of how the tone mapping works that they've now at Sony finally added and stuff like that. I was blown away by it. I said it brought them closer to JVC, in my opinion. Maybe even for this year surpassed it. But then Mikey Schramm, who I believe is still in the chat, Travis, he thought, nope, he loved he saw the Bravia 9 first and then went and saw the JVCs, and he still loves the JVCs. So there is something to be said for the JVCs still, even though the Bravia 9 is supposed to be a kick-ass machine. So, all right. Oh, yeah, Sony has crazy good. Contrast, Paul saying crazy good contrast ratio, but so does the JVCs. And the Christie does some cool stuff. Well, yeah.
I hear IMAX are quite good. I mean, for what it's worth.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to get that loaded up at the back of the room. So. All right. What do we got? We got anything else today? Anything else?
Well, we've got some movies, I'm pretty sure.
I think we're so. What would you like, Steve? You've got the most content here.
Yep.
What do you want to
Should we get that one out of the way?
This?
Start as we mean to go on. Go on. Why don't we? Because there's a story.
This has been weeks in the making.
Well, 23 years, isn't it? 22 years.
Good God. Here we go.
Oh, are you sitting comfortably?
I might not be after you're done. No. Yeah.
You'll be rushing out to put on your PVC pants.
Yeah.
Just like Kate Beckinsale. Okay, so this is Underworld, the first one. On 4K UHD disc and in Dolby Atmos. And this disc was imported from the US, because I think it's come out here, but you can't find it anywhere, not for a sensible price. So I imported it for about £20. So it's about $23, $24, $25, something like that. Okay. So let me tell you a little story. So I saw this film when it came out in theaters back in 2003. And when it came out, it was marketed as, you know, werewolves and vampires, you know, with a healthy dose of Blade meets the Matrix. Yeah. So as soon as I, you know, heard that and thought, right, this film is for me. And off I went to the theaters and I saw it and I thought it was rubbish. And I just thought it was too po-faced and too serious when it should be high camp. This should be, you know, nothing too serious at all. And I really didn't enjoy it. And I haven't seen it since. So recently you guys, obviously Deej, you reviewed them all. All right. And John, you have fond memories of them as well.
I do.
And so I thought, right, after some time, I thought, you know what? I'll get the first one at least. I'm not going to buy the box set. I'll get the first one and I'll revisit it because I've changed quite a bit in 22 years. And look, you guys both know my opinions on movies can change within a couple of weeks, let alone 22 years. I mean, look at Furiosa. Saw it in theaters, really didn't like it. Saw it at home, loved it. So 22 years goes by and I get the disc and I watched it and it's still crap. Oh man. So yeah. Oh boy.
It's tell us still, what you really think.
Yeah, yeah. Oh man. It's still ludicrously po-faced. It's far too straight. It needs some humor in this film. It really does. You know, Blade had humor in it. The Matrix has got humor in it. This is werewolves versus vampires and you'd think it was Shakespeare. It ain't. And the problem is, this is what I don't understand. I mean, they've got some amazing actors in this. Kate Beckinsale's a great actor. All right. Michael Sheen's a great actor. Bill Nighy's a great actor. Scott Speedman is probably an actor.
An actor.
Yeah.
But he's a great extra.
He's a great something. But it's just po-faced. It's poorly acted from certain people, not Kate Beckinsale. And it just,
her acting is exquisite.
It goes all the way around. Become exquisite acting.
To be?
To be or not to be, that is the question. Yeah. So it, yeah. Hi, Kevin Smith.
That's just a joke for me and you, Steve.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's time to babble that. No, let's not say that. Yeah. Right. So I just found it ridiculously overwrought, just so silly. And yet it doesn't think it's silly. And I was distinctly unimpressed, unfortunately. However, it is going to remain in the collection. It's not going up in the attic. It is not being consigned to Midway Hell. It is it is going in the collection because someone might want to see it one day, and then I've got it for them if they want to see it. I won't, but they might. So that's the film. I mean, it is exactly as I thought it was. But then I know you guys like it for very different reasons than I do. So there's that. Now, in terms of the image quality, now this is where there's some interest here, I think, because
yes,
your Kaleidoscape version will be way newer than the disc version. This disc was mastered back in 2016. So it'll be one of the original 4K discs that Sony produced. It is grainy as all hell in the dark scenes. And of course, there are a lot of them. It's very noisy, and at times it's so noisy it's distracting. I think it's an early codec, a 4K codec that they just couldn't really cope with the type of movie this is. So I thought video wise, there are some good bits. The stills that you took when you reviewed it a while back, they look okay on the disc, but it's never close to reference worthy. It's never close to what we've come to expect from Sony. Even for their catalog titles. I think there are problems with the video on it. I really do. The audio, the Atmos audio is pretty good. There are some nice sequences. There's a big sequence in the catacombs or whatever it is at the end, whatever that's supposed to be at the end. The big fight sequence at the end is quite nice. And there's lots of, you know, movement and the overheads and, you know, an envelopment. Not enough. By then I was nearly asleep. So at least it's kind of, you know, it just about limped through to the end. But boy, oh boy, it just, I've got it. I've seen it. Oh, we lost John again. I've got, what did I say? Have I upset him?
No, I know. You've got it. You've seen it. He's going to see it.
Yeah, I've got it. I've seen it. I don't think I will see this film again. I think it, like I said, it'll go in the collection for others, but not for me.
Yeah, it's funny. This was weeks ago you watched this and I was like, right. You texted the two of us and you're like, I'm watching and guess what I'm watching? And I was in my theater at the time and I sent you the screen grabs. I was like, yep, I'm back at it. So any excuse.
I'm going to have to get out, guys. I'll be right back.
Okay. Yeah, no respects.
I don't know if I have a better version of this than you. I'm not 100% sure because it is grainy at times, some of the darker scenes. Mm. I mean, it looks better than the Blu-ray, no doubt about it.
Yes, and, which I of course don't have, so I can't compare it to that, I must admit.
But as you go through them, the underworlds, you do see the age of this one. It's evident, right? So, and I said that when I was when you first watch it, it's like, I mean, I just love the movie. I don't mind. I like that they took a serious take on this. It's not vampire versus werewolf, right? That's the premise that seems like that's what it is, but it's really not. Mm. It's a Romeo and Juliet. Like you said, it's not Shakespeare, but it is. It's a Romeo and Juliet story. It's a whole bunch and you have to go through the series. It's the last two that I was like, I still enjoyed them, but I think the trilogy is the first three are the full story that they probably wanted to tell. But according, yes, the picture wise, yeah, it's not up there as reference. I think I even said that. It's like, I mean, it's dark. What, rewatching it again with the, I haven't, obviously I got the update since then, since watching these back then, and it is better. It's the darker scenes are nicer. The grain is still there, but it's when you could see some details that you couldn't see before, stuff like that. Brightness is really nice, especially in the really dark scenes. Tends to make, you know, Lycra really stand out, you know, but yeah, what did you think of the audio though?
Well, like I said, the Atmos is the only real thing that was keeping me going because it, but again, I think I think it's old Atmos, if that makes sense. It kind of, it's showing its age. So it's kind of, it's not as enveloping. It's not as smooth as the more recent movies we've seen.
Yeah.
And even movies older than this that have been remastered in Atmos, I think are better. But I do like I said, the extended fight sequence at the end at whatever that building is. And again, I couldn't help but think, where have all the henchmen come from? What do they do for a living?
Yeah.
How are they, where did they find them? And how do they get paid? And how do they eat? And what kind of benefits does that come with? Anyway, this will show you how not engaged I was. But when there's that big fight towards the end, in these catacombs, this building, whatever it was, that it does come alive then, you know, with the rain and the fight, you know, the fights have got some base to them. It is at least, you know, it's better than just perfunctory, you know, it is better than that, but it's still not enough to recommend the disc. I think if you like the movie, this is obviously the best way of seeing it, but
yes,
I couldn't recommend this disc. I would never in a million years pull this off the shelf to demo the system. I mean, you're like, well, no. I mean, you know, so I think if you like the film, and I don't, and I didn't, and you know, but I get that people do, then I think this is the version to get, but it's still, it's just not an excellent package by any means. But I wondered if the Kaleidoscape version, Deej, might be a newer version, might have been a new master.
I don't know. See, the thing, you bring up an interesting point. Like, if you like the movie, you haven't seen it in 22 years.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And where I've seen it probably multiple times a year, years ago, and now pretty much every year I watch it at least once. So seeing it that many times and then seeing the upgrades to my system, the upgrade going from Blu-ray to, you know, what we have today in the 4K and now on Kaleidoscape, it's just, you're seeing, I don't know sometimes if it's my system that's been upgraded, if it's a newer version on Kaleidoscape, I don't know. But when you watch something over and over, you get the benefit of that. Whereas I agree with you. It's like that one particular scene that I always go to is like when she hides behind the wall at the beginning and the train goes by. That's always been super grainy, right? And it's a little bit less grainy now. I don't know if that's the Lumigen. I don't know what, you know, but going way back, you know, John knows, it's like you just wanted details and, you know, now we're getting them. You know, it's not as great as other discs. It's not demo material, but there is a lot of nice details.
Why you keep dragging me into your perverted,
you're the one to point out to me.
What's that?
I told the story. It's like, this was in theaters and John and I hadn't talked. Like, you know, he's in Texas. I'm up here. We didn't have a show. We talked like maybe once a year, but this brought us together.
Kevin says, what was the soundtrack? It's Dolby Atmos, Kevin. It's an Atmos. It is an Atmos mix. And you know, it is pretty aggressive at times. It's just not, it's again, old Atmos. That's how I think of it. It's like, it's not smooth and enveloping like the newer mixes are. Even something like Daybreakers, which I really enjoyed.
Oh my God.
And I think that's kind of,
that's, you know,
that sounds and looks great. And this one just kind of, it looks to me like an older codec and an older master. It looks like this was done in 2015, 2016.
Yeah.
And we've had so much better since then. So Kate Beckinsale is one of England's greatest gifts to the world. Yes, indeed.
It's the funny thing is though, like, so that opening, you know, the opening scene when she chases down, like, what is it, the sewer or whatever? And like,
I think so.
You get like the POV of the, of the werewolf that's after her, right? Mm. And it kind of like, I remember using that as a demo on the Blu-ray. Mm. I'd have people over and be like, watch this, because it is kind of a push play type demo back then. So today, no, not so much. I agree. But it, hearing that in Atmos now, it is better. I think if they were to remaster it like they did with Twister, now you would get the full barrel roll like you would get when we get in Maverick when they, you know, the sound goes around the room and stuff. It is better. It is more, you know, enveloping with the Atmos track. But you're right. It's not a true Atmos track where they took full advantage of the object-based, you know, ability to be able to move that sound the way they want. It's more of a, you know, maybe the Dolby, you know, or DTS up converted might even be just as equal to it, right? Type of deal.
Yeah, it could be. It could well be. But again, I mean, of course, when did Atmos hit? That was what, 16, 17, something like that?
Where it began to I think it hit theaters in like 14, and then we were getting it at home in like 15, 16.
So this would have been one of the earliest at home Atmos discs. So they would have still been tweaking it and messing around with it. And bear in mind, we know from John Thompson and others that they do these home theater mixes. So they mix them for home. And, and so I wonder if it was still in its infancy a bit then. Hence to our kind of professional ears, really bearing in mind the number of discs that we listen to and things like that.
Yeah.
And experienced ears perhaps is better than professional because we're not professional anythings. I think perhaps it does sound more clunky, and that's a bad word, I know, even as I say it, but a bit more kind of rudimentary than what we've become used to, especially from Sony over the, you know, over the years and in recent times. So I wonder if there's a bit of recency bias there, maybe, in a screwy kind of way. Travis.
Yeah. So Rachel in the chat, do you look at Kate Beckinsale's acting, DJ?
He's looking at Kate Beckinsale's something.
Acting, And then Travis, she acts? Yes, she does. She's actually very good. Very good. So, all righty.
The best actors are never really acting, though, are they?
Nope.
It's effortless.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, so like I said, I'm glad I've seen it. I mean, I'm glad I imported it. I'm glad I did watch it again, even though I didn't particularly enjoy it. It's just one of those ones. It was quite fun to get a recommendation from you guys for a movie I hadn't seen for so long. So it was fun.
There you go. All right, John, what would you like to hit up?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. All right.
Any of us, fine. I mean, you want to keep on theme? You can do my.
Which one? Which one's on theme? This one?
Yeah, Wolf's.
Oh, yeah.
No, there he goes. Yeah, live picture as well. By the way, it was a live picture you took, so you get a bit of movement in that.
Yeah.
Oh, I took a live picture.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
All right. Oh, yeah, I see. So this is the oft-mentioned Dog Soldiers. I think we've talked about it on the show once or twice. I was gifted the disc for my birthday from a fellow Brightsider.
Brightsider? Didn't know what to call us.
I didn't. I was like, what am I going to call him?
What do I call him? Co-host?
Steve was gracious enough to send me this for my birthday. And after much turmoil and runaround, it showed up last week. This is the 4K disc, and it's my first time seeing this film. So I'll start with the film, and I'll tell you exactly what I told Steve.
Oh boy.
Before the show. So if you haven't seen it, so this is a schlocky, low budget, overacted B movie. And because of all those things, I loved it. I thought it was a ton of fun. You know, I went into it not really knowing what to expect because we had divided opinions on the show, I guess, of this movie. But I thought it was a blast. I had a lot of fun with it, and I'm definitely glad that I finally got a chance to see it. As far as the disc goes, I don't remember what you guys said about it, but my first impression, now this is 4K Dolby Vision, but not Atmos, just had a 5.1 mix, which of course I up converted to Neural X. As far as the video goes, in the beginning of this movie, I thought it was not great. It was kind of grainy. And I didn't think it was a great transfer. And again, keep in mind that this is a movie that was made for about $30 and a pack of bubble gum. You know, I don't know what it cost to make this movie and how much was put into the restoration of it. But as the movie went on, I found that I either got used to it or it got better or maybe a combination of both, but it kind of stopped bothering me. And it's definitely not reference video, by any means. But I think it, like I said, it either smoothed out or you just kind of get used to it. But, as it went on, I thought the picture was fine. You know, again, it's not the sharpest 4K image I've ever seen. But it was definitely solid. And I thought the sound mix, again, I would probably say the same. You know, it's not the best, you know, again, not the best mix we've ever heard. Might be better than Underworld. but I thought it was, like I said, I thought it was good. But neither one of them would be anything I would call demo, material or reference. But the movie is super fun. Again, super cheesy. The special effects here. I don't know what you thought about the werewolves in Underworld, but these I think definitely showed their budget. Yeah. But I
they're not CG for one.
They're not. Well, like I told Steve that it almost felt like they were models of werewolves that were this. They were just moving in front of the camera. They would come closer and back up and go from side to side.
But not even stop motion. It was motion, and then we'll get. It was like we're not stopping nothing.
Right.
<We're just> puppets.
But again, if you're looking for a fun time, like I said, in a kind of cheesy movie, this is definitely fits the bill. And I'm glad I have it. Glad I saw it. I'll definitely
watch it. Sounds like a review on a bathroom wall.
Yeah.
You're looking for a fun time.
For a good time, call DOGSOL.
Hot night.
You can't get a better review than that.
But you know, like I said, I mean, if you're into these types of movies, again, not everybody is. And you know, again, it's definitely low budget, very overacted, you know, cheesy film with a lot of one-liners. Some of them hit more than others. But if you like that sort of thing, it's super fun. Like I had a great time with it. Yeah. Well, yeah, quite. And, you know, like I said, if you haven't seen it, you know, it's definitely worth a view. I think it's on AMC, you know, if you want to just watch it without, AMC Plus, I think, has it. But I wanted to wait for, because I looked it up after you guys talked about it, but I really wanted to wait and see it this way. So I never did stream it, but it is available if you want to watch it. You know, I can't say that the disc is must own. Like, if you want to watch it, I wouldn't say you have to hold out for the disc. You could probably stream it and be okay. But, you know, like I said,
you might
like
not get some of the fine nuances, John.
You might not. You might not.
You might not see the strings of the marionette werewolves.
Well, so I caught this week as well. I watched it, my version again. And what's interesting, actually, is that I thought that both versions were the same. I thought the American and the UK one was the same, and yet the menus are different.
Oh, are
so
they?
If you look at my picture that I put up, that's it is different. So that's interesting.
Is yours in here? Did you put it in?
Yeah. I put it in the, it's got a house. It doesn't say dog soldiers on it, Deidre, which is probably why it's a bit kind of confusing.
Is it
like a cottage, and you've got the, I think it might be there. Is that there? Yeah, that looks like it. Yeah, there we go.
This is it?
So this is completely different.
Okay, yeah.
But I thought it was the same disc. I mean, I really did. So that was interesting. I caught it this week as well, because obviously I knew you'd got it and I knew that you had seen it, and I absolutely love this movie. I mean, you talk about if this is your sort of movie, and it very much is my sort of movie.
Right.
And so I had some time off on Friday afternoon, and I did a little mini premiere in Cinema George. There we go. And I, you know, popcorn, snacks, drinks in the Cinema George cups, the works.
Nice.
And had an absolute blast watching it again. Now, the what's so good about the 4K disc is the Blu-ray that, that was released over here, and I say this without any fear of being corrected, is the worst Blu-ray I ever saw, have ever seen, probably will ever watch. The Blu-ray was awful. And it was like a pirate movie. It was terrible. And I've only ever watched it once. And I was like, I can't bring myself to watch this again because it does look like a pirate movie. It's terrible. And so when they announced the 4K was coming out and that it was going to be remastered, I was really looking forward to it. And so compared to the other versions, John, this is, you know, all singing, all dancing IMAX special compared to the other ones. And so I, because of that, a bit like you guys with Underworld, I suppose you've seen the other versions. It's right. The same with me with this. I've seen the other versions and now coming to this. And yeah, you're right. It's definitely not reference either video or audio, but it's way better than it has been before. And right. it plays to the kind of movie that it is. You're absolutely right. Schlocky right. B movie, you know, kind of check your brain at the door, just kind of have some fun with what's going on. And bearing in mind, it was a shoestring budget, Neil Marshall's first movie. And I love it for all its B moviness, its cheesiness. Right. It's what makes it so much fun. But I personally also think the werewolf design is really good. And we might talk about one in a minute where it's not good. and so I thought the werewolf design, I quite like how they look in this, even though it is clearly blokes on stilts. You know, it's blatantly,
the overall design I thought was.
Yeah.
It was cool. Yeah.
Yeah. And they look threatening and they, you know, and there's gore and there's blood and there's guts and everything else. And I really, really like
it. That's all Steve needs.
I've seen it probably 20 or 30 times, if not more. And I really do like it. I said again, I got to speak to Neil Marshall. I said a while back when we were talking about The Descent, and got to tell him personally how much I absolutely love this film. And he's obviously very proud of it as well. And so, you know, and I see some love for it in the chat. It's absolutely class. It really, really is good. So Bill McAllister says in the chat, I've just ordered Dog Soldiers. Good man, Bill. Let us know what you think of that and Asriel. And then Jordan says, yeah, there we go. 4K disc is a massive improvement over the previous home releases. Yeah, I mean, it's almost worth, if ever, John, you're on eBay.
Just buy the Blu-ray.
And you find it, if you find one for like a dollar, don't get spending any more than that.
Right.
It's almost worth it just to see how bad that Blu-ray is. It's dreadful. And I seem to remember watching that and thinking, I think I've bought the DVD by mistake. This isn't a Blu-ray. I must have bought the DVD because this looks so bad. But no, it was the 1080p Blu-ray. Not that you would have ever known it. You're right, Deej. What are you doing?
Nothing. Just messing around.
Oh, it's $15 on Amazon, so that's too much.
I mean, they should be paying you $15 to take it off their hands. That's outrageous.
That's
terrible.
Collector's edition, to be
fair.
There
you
go. Collecting something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, it's really, so as I said, I love the film. And again, if you do like it, then this is the version to get. I know we keep saying it, but it really is. And I'm glad you enjoyed it, John. I appreciate it. You know, it's not reference audio video and I, you know, but I really wanted you to see it.
Yeah.
So, hence the, of all the ones I could have ordered.
That's what you have to do with John. If you really want him to see something, you just got to send it to him.
You just got
to
send it to me.
Like Hurricane Heist. Yeah. I didn't even tell him about it because I didn't want him to know.
Right. I would have refused delivery.
He wouldn't have answered the door.
Well, it
would still be out there.
I couldn't do this as a surprise because John had to agree to receive this.
Yeah. Thing. Well, and that was part of the delay because I got the notice and I ignored it because I didn't want to be spoiled. Spam. I didn't want to see. No, I didn't want to know what the. It just said you have a gift from Steve, and I stopped reading because it's like, oh, I don't want to see what it is.
Yeah,
but if I had kept reading, it would have said, and you have to agree to receive it. But I didn't do that, so I don't know why you have to do that. Maybe because it was coming from overseas, but I send gifts on Amazon all the time, and nobody's ever had to go in and.
Well, like I said, weird because, you know, I've got an account with Amazon US. I mean, I order stuff from there all the time, obviously discs and everything else. And yet for me to buy a disc there and send it to you it's much easier to send it all the way across the pond than it is to send it to you in the country that I'm ordering it from.
Yeah.
And it's really strange. Really odd. But there we go.
It took a little work, but we got it.
I enjoyed it.
The shipping was probably a bigger budget than the movie itself.
Yeah,
it could have been.
I don't remember. I was going to watch it this week. Obviously, we'll get to that in a minute. I didn't get a chance to watch much, but I don't remember hating it. Not Evil Dead Rise.
Look, your reaction to it is the reaction of a normal person, which is, it's kind of, well, it's all right. It is what it is, you know, but the nutcases that I am.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, you know, exactly.
Just love it.
You've got to see this. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know that I'll watch it 20 or 30 times, but I'll watch it again for sure.
I'm putting down Casablanca, but what?
I've only seen Star Wars that many times.
So,
I mean, like I said, you didn't hate it, DJ. I remember you say you didn't hate it, but I think you were a bit nonplussed at my love for it.
Exactly. I was shocked at the amount of love. I don't mind you loving things, but geez. It's like,
you just have to love them the right amount, Steve.
Yeah. Steve's all about the amount, too. It's like, that guy was evil. He needed to die extra.
Right.
Movie. It's funny you mentioned dying in that. Who was it? Someone in the chat said, was it Van Gogh? Someone in the chat said another reason to watch Evil Dead Rise on the glasses. So, I didn't think of that. Okay. Sold.
Exactly.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Check this out. Please, try this. See if this works. I'm not sure. Let me know if you can hear this. I'm not sure if this is going to work because it could throw it, but this is how the show, this is what it's like to be on the show. This is why we don't take like, hey, go and watch this for me. We don't do, we, everything is off of, you know, inspiration, right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. And perspiration.
Exactly. So last Wednesday, trying to get my rest, sitting upstairs, resting, relaxing, watching one of my favorite shows, Big Bang Theory. And, here you go. So let me start with this. Here we go. I'll see if this will play. Oh, can you hear that?
No.
Can you see it?
Yeah, I can see it moving.
Yeah. We can't hear it.
James Earl Jones, Big Bang Theory. Basically, here they are, and they're saying, he's like talking about Empire Strikes Back. And James Earl, if you've ever seen this episode, James Earl Jones is like, when I read the script and Darth Vader says, I'm his father, I was like, no way. So immediately had to go downstairs to my theater and fire up. As you said, John, how many times have we seen this movie?
Yeah.
Right? Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, Episode 5, I had to relabel that so they go in order now. So I fire this up and it nice, relaxing. But as I told you guys earlier before the show, I was only able to get about not even halfway through it. And this is when I found out like, this concussion is worse than I thought it was. I ended up getting bad headache, nauseous, all of that. So this was last Wednesday. I hadn't really watched anything. I did finish it yesterday, without any incident. So that was good. You know, that was encouraging.
What happened at the end?
That Empire struck back.
Oh, my shit.
It's kind of in the title, Steve.
Clues in the title.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of there. We've all seen it a million times, or maybe not all of us. This is my first time obviously seeing it in Dolby Vision. So that was nice. The famous scene of, you know, Han getting, you know, put into carbonite, the colors on that. Every time I've talked about this movie on the show, it's been that scene, you know, the blues, the oranges, everything. But now, like, I think the smoke or whatever coming up, that looks amazing. Soundtrack is obviously always amazing. I love listening to this movie, loving, you know, the the score of the movie, the special, there's one particular scene I've had issues with, on the new 4K version. When he's in, Yoda's hut, some of the stuff is like way off screen when the sounds are too far off screen and they're not really, they're supposed to be like right next to him. Like I think it's the sound of the dishes or something that they're like the little wooden spoon and dish or whatever. They're right there and it sounds like it's way away and there, it's just a matter. It's just the way they mapped it. It's not the systems. It's not, I've tried it in other places. I'm like, little things like that, but most of the movie is, it sounds great. I love what they did with this movie. Obviously this is made in 1980, but you go from Bespin, which I meant to get my coat. I have the Bespin, the Luke coat. I have that. I bought it at, Disney years ago. But I love how they go from Bespin and the jungle and everything. Dagobah and everything. And then you go from there right out into space, the harsh blacks, the bright whites of the, you know, the Star Destroyers, all of that. How do you run into another Star Destroyer in space?
Yeah, good question.
Anyone? Anyone? Like, why? What,
you we'll have to wait for the black box to be released, DJ. I don't know.
Like, how do you do that?
Did they fire the head of the Intergalactic Air Transport Safety Board, do you think?
Yeah. Like, DEI. How do you, like, and do you see the looks on their faces? That's the best acting ever. Right there, they're all grabbing the dash like, oh, my God, it's a Star Destroyer. You didn't see it coming? You were chasing this tiny little ship. The Star Destroyers run into each other.
Yeah.
It'd be like... two Mack trucks chasing a mosquito. Like, I didn't see him. So anyways, all the forgiveness that and one of that one other thing since I was a kid, I love you asked for the impossible. Luke to Yoda. And that just collapsed to sitting down like, like, oh my God. So I can't believe that got past the Academy. But lots of fun. Took me two viewings to get through it. But I was encouraged that I'm healed. And thank you to Star Wars for helping me in my healing.
Helping me heal.
Power of me. Helping me heal. So. Help me, Star Wars. You're my only hope.
Probably texting and driving.
Yeah, exactly. Texting and driving. Yes. Yeah. Oh, God. So, all right. When was the last time you saw this, John?
Oh, I think COVID, you told me. Pandemic, yeah.
Yeah.
When the box set came out.
Wow. And this is your favorite one.
It is, but I just, you know, I don't rewatch movies a ton. You know, I always have something else to watch.
I do.
You know, I know you do. And, you know, I mean, if only I had time to go back and watch all these movies.
Now. Exactly. Oh, geez.
But yeah, I don't watch movies
done yet, but I watched Empire Strikes Back for the 10th time.
Yeah, I don't rewatch my favorites as much as I would like to, I guess. But
really? Yeah. You do take in a lot, though.
I do. We watch everything. Yeah. We watch US, so many shows. Yeah.
Yep. So Steve, when was the last time you saw it?
About the same time, I think, with John in terms of when the set, the 4K set came out. But I this is one of the ones I do really, I mean, I like them all apart from The Last Jedi. Lee said about that, the better. But I like them all apart from that one. But what I like about this one is the opening. I love how the probe droids go right round the room now. So when they come out of the bottom of the Star Destroyer or the Executor, whatever it is, and they then come down and they zip past the screen and you then get that kind of, it's like a U shape. So it comes down the side, goes around the back of the room and then goes down the other side. I really like that effect. That effect's cool. And and the rumble of the noise when they hit the snow as well. I like how that kind of the echo of that, it rolls through the room. And you talk about Dagobah, you get the Minox, is it? I mean, I assume they are, although I don't know, because they're on the the Minox
or the asteroid.
Yes, yeah, so I don't know if that's what's flying on Dagobah, but anyway, whatever it is that's flying on there, there's an establishing shot where one comes right over the top of the room. You can now hear it in the Atmos speakers, which is quite a cool little effect. I quite like that. But yeah, it's still very, very good. It's a great movie, this one. It's not my favorite. We've talked about that before. For me, it's still A New Hope. Just cause I love the dialogue in that, but it's awesome. I mean, it is what it is.
I will say the one standout for me, this one, and that was last week. It's kind of where I ended too, right after this particular scene. It was, Vader. It coming on Dagobah when Luke faces him, you know, the illusion thing there. The detail I saw in that was way more than I've ever seen. That's always been murky to me, very dark, which is, you always were expecting it to be, right? This time there was more detail, especially on the left side of the screen as Vader comes around the corner. It's dark, but there was more detail in that dark shadows on the left side of your screen and stuff. So that is one scene that did jump out at me like, oh wow, I've never seen that look that good and detailed. So, the rest of the movie, I would just say like, you know, the brights were a little bit brighter. The sabers were a little brighter. And again, that, you know, the scene of the oranges and the blues of the, carbonite scene. Yeah. There, so. All right. What do you got, Steve? What do you want?
Well, should we keep the wolf thing going so I can?
Sure, I just have bring a down small with one as well.
Yeah,
where's your wolf one?
There's the one there next to the. That's it. Yeah, that's the one. Let's get this out of the way.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, did I say that out loud?
Yeah.
All right. So this is Wolfman. You have to say it that way for reasons I'll explain. This is in theaters. This is not out on disc yet. So Wolfman by Lee Whannell, who, as we know, directed The Invisible Man, which is a movie that is excellent, and is very, very clever, very well done. That movie has subtext galore and is a genuinely good film. And then we get this one. So the story is, you have a husband and wife who are not getting on very well, and they have a teenage daughter, and the husband is closer to the daughter than the mother is, and they are a fractured family. And what happens is, the husband's father disappears into the woods. Some say he has been seen behaving animal-like in the woods, but mainly has disappeared. And so wouldn't you know it, having been declared now legally dead, the farmhouse is now been bequeathed to the husband, and they decide for reasons to go up there and poke around a bit. So off they go. So you've got husband, wife, and daughter, and wife and daughter in that picture. And wouldn't you know it, and it's in the trailer, there is an attack by something, right? Animalistic. I know. And it turns out that husband then, having been attacked, begins to change and begins to behave in an animalistic way. So, and then the film goes on.
What kind of animal, Steve?
Oh, I don't know. A duck. Follow a duck.
Don't give it away.
Duck man. So, I was really disappointed with this, and I have been looking forward to this for ages. As we have discovered, okay, if it's got werewolves in it, generally it's my bag, even apart from Underworld maybe. Because I was really looking forward to this. I'm the person that likes the Joe Dante Wolfman, you know, from 2010, I think it was, with Anthony Hopkins and Benicio del Toro. Funny enough, loads of it was shot just up the road, from where I am now. But I'm the one person that loves that film, really, really likes that film. And I've seen that more times than is sensible as well. I actually really like that movie. And so Lee Whannell, you know, he's done some great movies. I mean, Upgrade is fantastic. DJ, I know you still haven't seen that, even though you've got it on Kaleidoscape. It's like laughing at me every time you show me a still of your, of the tiles and your thing. So he's, and that's a great film.
I saw Empire Strikes Back though.
You did see that. That's true. So I was genuinely looking forward to it. And the problem with this film is it takes place all over a single night.
Oh.
And that's kind of not normally how these films go. Normally there's an attack a couple of days later, then they start to change. Your next full moon, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
This all takes place over a night and it all happens very quickly. And everyone just seems to get used to the idea this is going on very fast. And also the biggest sin of this film for me, and this is why it's called Wolf Man, not Wolf Man, is there's no werewolves in this film. Essentially, he kind of becomes like something out of The Hills Have Eyes. He becomes a mountain man rather than a wolf man.
Okay.
And if you didn't know it was called Wolf Man, I'd defy you to guess that he's supposed to be a werewolf. And so again, so we come back to the Jurassic Park quote, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, are you going to have Wolfman in your Wolfman movie?
Are there
going to
be wolves?
Yeah, that's exactly. And all the way through the film, I'm thinking, well, where's the hair? Where's the howling? Where's the bloody, you know, all this stuff? And there's just none, you know, and it's just genuinely disappointing. And there's not a lot of subtext either. Because when I start to get bored during a movie, and I was getting bored during this, I start looking for subtext. What am I missing?
You bought a pair
here?
Of glasses.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. So I couldn't see it. Yeah, that was before the X-Real ones.
Yeah.
And so I was looking for subtext and I'm thinking, well, is it about generational communication and intergenerational communication? Is it about gender and equality? And then I'm thinking, no, it's not. Whereas Invisible Man is about domestic violence and it's about coercive and controlling behavior. Buzz phrase. Something about which we've discussed of late. And so that has subtext galore. But this just does not seem to have it. And it's a really disappointing film. And I mean, I'll buy the disc. Of course I will. I'll watch it again. Of course I will. And maybe I'll see more in it the second time, but I don't think so. It's just such a shame. And there has been very mixed reviews of this. And I think that's one of the symptoms of it. So such a shame. And by the way, we're talking theater. I saw it in a really nice theater, a different one to the one I've been going to recently, which had a beautiful, you know, leather reclining seats, all really new, brand spanking new. The screen was pretty decent. The projector was pretty good. The audio left a little bit to be desired, but it was a decent theater and it was me and two other people in the entire theater. That was it. It was a Sunday morning and it was really quiet. And so kind of watched it and just, but was left underwhelmed. So yeah, a shame. So when it comes out, Deej, I know you'll get it. And John, you know, you'll see it. Then
it dropped today on Kaleidoscape.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
$24.99, 4K, Dolby Vision, Dolby Atmos. Yeah.
Okay. So don't go into it expecting the Invisible Man and you might enjoy it, you know, a bit more, but yeah, I don't know. There's something missing in this film other than the fact there's no werewolves in it.
I kind of sense like the lack of conversation you had about it leading up to today's show. I was like, okay. Yeah. And I think you had mentioned before the wolves, no wolves in the wolves movie.
Yeah. It's why I think it is Wolf Man. It's like a man that's got maybe some little wolfy bits rather than a wolf man. That's kind of, well, it's just like, it's just so strange. I mean, do see it, Deej, but yeah, don't get paying megabucks for it, but do see it because I'll be curious to know what you think of it as well and whether you can see any subtext that I'm missing. And John, again, you know, when you get around to it, give it a go and let's see. But I'm genuinely nonplussed and I wanted to like it.
Funny enough,
we're seeing there's some talk in the chat about it as well. So Carl's name didn't hold a candle to the Invisible Man. 100% agree. We've got, Jordan, of course, had a good time with it. but I'm just kidding, Jordan. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
But he said, so he has seen differing opinions on it to god awful.
I was going to say, does anybody know, like, what are the people saying positive stuff?
Are they
it's a great time. Are they giving you any more?
Yeah, they're
subtext?
Saying a great time.
a great exactly. time. Yeah.
Well, I've heard the same thing about Dog Soldiers. So, okay.
Well, that was a great time.
Okay.
And again, so we got just Carl saying expecting more from this director. Yeah. and Carl said he could never watch it again. I get that, but the thing is, you see, it's a type of movie that I normally enjoy from a director that I normally really like. And I wasn't tired when I saw it. It's not like it had been a long day and it was 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, it's not like that. It was a Sunday morning. I was wide awake. I just don't know. Just left me cold. So yeah, but we'll give it another go. Yeah.
I will try, but
at least it's only $25. That's pretty good for a new release, isn't it? Aren't they normally like $40?
That's the average. That's the average.
I thought you were like 35 to 40 usually.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah. Well, it depends on the studio, but some of the studios like $39.99 or a few like when they're just newly released or even pre-orders. Remember Barbie was $39.99 and it went up to $45 because it was so popular on Kaleidoscape, that is.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it is. Great, you don't have to buy it. I bought it, but yeah. I waited for it. It dropped back down when it came out. Luckily they had some copies left when I went to buy mine.
Did you get a discount on the eighth time you bought it?
No, Nope. I don't want no discount. I don't need no stinking discount. But yeah, $24.99 is roughly the going price on Kaleidoscape. It's like every now and then it'll be like still in theaters, $29.99, you know, another $5.
Okay.
So if it's still in, so this being 24 is, but then once it gets released, it's usually $24.99.
I wouldn't pick it up straight away. You know, wait for Halloween, because you wouldn't watch it yet anyway, would you? You'd wait for Halloween and see it then.
Yeah, I'll probably wait. Maybe exactly. It'll probably be on sale by then for either $9.99 or $14.99 by October.
Fair play.
Cool. All right. John?
What's up? Either one. Doesn't matter.
Either one. Which one, Steve, which one do you want to see? This one?
I'm curious on both. One. Yeah, be either. Yeah, I've seen them both of late, and I'm curious to see what John makes of them. So Yeah.
All right. So before we talk about what this is, let me disclose that. So I took the next step in my Plex experiment.
I noticed. Yes.
This week, I was. Again, gifted a piece of equipment. I got a Zedoo player. This week. And so I watched Borderlands for the first time. So this is 4K, Dolby Vision, Dolby Atmos, played through the Zedoo player. As far as the movie goes, again, you know, we've all heard about this movie. It has a lot of mixed reviews. And I came into it with not a lot of expectations. But I am not a player of the game. I have no, knowledge of the IP or the story or any of that. So I had no preconceived, notions of what this should be. And I had a blast with this movie. Again, it's not going to win any awards.
But it is. It's nominated for several Razzies.
Razzies, but I thought this was super fun. Like, I don't know. I had a great time watching it. Again, maybe my expectations were set. They were set very low. I don't know. Again, I enjoyed this. I don't know what the complaints were as far as the game and things like that. But for me, it was fun. Yeah. So Jordan saying,
we found the one.
Not a good adaptation. Like. Yeah. Of the game. fair, right? Like I don't know the game, so I can't say. Yeah. Maybe if I played the game, I'd be more mad. But I thought it was a lot of fun. It's just a good time, summertime popcorn movie in February. Now, as far as the presentation goes, this was phenomenal, I thought. Audio and picture. Like, the quality that came through the Zedoo was fantastic. I would almost say, now, full disclosure, I don't have the disc to compare it to, but I would almost say this is better than my Blu-ray player, than my 4K player. This looked awesome. Now, I had it set up to where, I mean, the Zedoo player itself has, USB ports. So I didn't go through a network on this. I plugged the drive directly into the Zedoo. So there was no network or bandwidth or anything like that I had to contend with. Just playing straight from the drive. And it was, again, I thought it was fantastic. It's colorful, sharp, picture was, again, as sharp as you want it to be. And the soundtrack, I thought, was awesome. Like it boomed in all the right places. It rumbled the room when it needed to. Without having the disc to compare, I couldn't say for sure, but I think the quality was maybe better. And maybe it could just be some of the settings on the player versus the way I have the settings on my 4K player. Now this is Dolby Vision, so some of that should be taken out of the mix because the codec should be relatively close either way. And I don't think that would have anything to do with the audio, through my Blu-ray player either. But yeah, I was very impressed with this. Will I go this route and do this with all of my movies? Not sure. I have thought more about it since watching this movie and the next one, that we may or may not get to this week. But I was very impressed with the presentation and the way this came through. And then the convenience of, you know, it's not a kaleidoscape, but the convenience of not having to put in a disc and get up from my seat. And I was able to back out and look at some other stuff and go right back in without having to do anything. it was very nice. So, while I have some time on my hands, it might be something I look into. So,
yeah, it's the picture quality. I don't know about the sound. I'm just saying, I don't know what the settings would be different. What are you running for? What's your disc player? The Panasonic?
It's the, UB 820. UB 820. So, of course I go through, there's a YouTube video that you go through that tells you how to set up all the video settings on that player, which is what I've done. Audio wise, I don't know what settings could be different. I mean, it just passed through.
Yeah.
Raw audio. So
right.
It should be the same.
But picture wise, I had the same thing with my Zepedi when I first got it. And I was like, why is it so much better? Some movies would look better. Right. But then other movies would suffer. And that's how I ended up with the Lumigen. And what it is your Panasonic, you probably have it set up for a projector, which means it's optimizing the picture, which it's going to tone it back a little bit. Even with Dolby Vision, it's going to tone it back a little. The Zedoo doesn't do that. You're getting the full blown everything. And now your projector is going to give you, if it's capable of handling it on a brighter movie like this, it probably is, right? It's when you go to, like I used with the Harry Potter, the first one and that opening scene, you go to that and it's a very dark scene. You're going to get a lot of crushing because you that's where you benefit in the optimization from the Panasonic.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So picture wise, I completely understand why you're seeing and going, oh my God, if you want that out of your Panasonic, just shut off the optimization. I bet you if you had the disc, you'd be like identical because they literally are identical.
It should be.
They
should be identical. So, if one's better than the other, it's more than likely a settings issue. You're right.
Yeah.
But I just was really impressed with just how dynamic it looked on screen. Yeah. Like it just looked great. Yank's asking me what model. I think it's a Z9 or Z. I don't know. I'd have to go look at it. I'm sure the entry level model. And it's several years old. It's not new, but I, like I said, it was sent to me. So I figured I'd give it a whirl and, I've got about 15 different movies I can watch that way. So, I'm going to watch them all and see how it goes.
It's great. Travis in the chat, I don't play video games. I enjoyed Borderlands. It's a 2-hour demo clip and it really is. It's so much fun. It's great home theater movie. Better than Casper. you know. That's all I have to say. No, it is. I had a lot of fun with it. I haven't played the video games either. And I think it's funny when people are like, oh, and Jordan in the chat said it's like, it's not a good adaptation of a video game. I'm like, well, how do you adapt a video game to a movie?
Right. Well, we heard the same about Halo, right? And we've heard the same about lots of other things. He took his helmet off. Okay. And the same, I wasn't a big player. I didn't play Halo really either. I mean, I dabbled with my son for a bit when he was younger because he played it, but I wasn't really into the lore. And so I enjoyed that. I enjoyed Halo as well because I didn't care that he took his helmet off. I mean, you don't hire actors and then pay them to keep their helmets on.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's why Pedro Pascal takes his helmet off in The Mandalorian. Yeah. That's why in the Marvel movies, nobody ever has a mask on because you're paying for actors, you know? Yeah. So what did you think? What did you think was going to happen?
Yep. You know? Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So, all right. This is my last one for this week. I was able to take it. Not the entire movie. I was able to get this in today. And I honestly don't know if I would have. Actually, I'm about three quarters of the way through, so I probably would have made it. But yeah, this Rush 4K Atmos, the whole nine, like Steve talked about last week. I'll be very quick with it. This was the one I was really disappointed I wasn't going to be able to watch after my Empire Strikes Back fiasco. But I was able to take in most of it this afternoon when I got home from work. And everything Steve said is 100% true. Grab this disc. I don't remember specifically, Steve, if you said it, but oh my God, the bass.
Oh yeah.
There were some rumbles in there that some of it was just in a transition scene or something. It was like, woof, and you were like, wow. just really, I mean, like Pacific Rim type bass, like where your, my remote is lighting up. A lot of nice bass in this. The Atmos track on this is, I haven't seen it in a while. But really, really good audio track. Not enough to say it's demo worthy from beginning to end, but there's a ton of really, really good scenes.
From the beginning, the opening.
Yes. Sequence. Oh, there's a push play scene, you know, appropriate company needed, because they get right to it. but it is a push play demo scene at the beginning of this. Even the credits, you get the bass, you get the sound right at like the opening screen credits, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the picture quality, like you said, the vibrancy of the tracks, of the colors, of the cars, of the weather, everything. Mm. It's just really, really good. I've forgotten how good this movie is too. And I mean, I remember raving about it and at the time thinking it's one of my favorites. And then time goes on and other things come up. But yeah, this is really, really good. What's the movie coming up this year with Brad Pitt?
F1, isn't it? Isn't that what it's called?
Is it F1? Is that what F1?
Yeah.
Directed by, you know, Maverick director.
Yeah, whatever his name is. Yeah.
Yeah. You see the shots of that and it's very, you know, similar to the way they shot Maverick of him in the cockpit. Mm. You know, you got Cruise in the cockpit and now you've got, you know, Brad Pitt in the quote cockpit. Awesome. I can't wait I'm watching this going, damn. What's that's going to be like this year with him direct? And I forget who the director is. Jeez.
Me too. I'm looking it up.
Yeah, exactly. Pull it up quick. One of us, somebody do something. but yeah, so much fun. Definitely grab this disc. And I'm hoping it gets up on Kaleidoscape soon because they do. It's Shout Select right now. And they do work with Kaleidoscape.
Joseph Kaczynski.
Kaczynski, that's it.
Yeah, it's him. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So much fun. So much fun. And such a great movie. And like and the truth, like you said last week, the true story, like true to the story too. As true as you can be, right?
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just a really, really good, really good experience. So
yeah. That's the word that we meant that I mentioned last week. It is an experience, this disc. You know, this you experience this film in a new way. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Absolutely loved it. Yeah.
It was like when they go inside the engine for the, you know, it's a little bit hokey. it's a little dated, you know, mm-hmm. but I mean, the colors, the, you see in the Pistons and the, you know, the sparks and everything just mm-hmm. looks so, so good. I got to imagine if they remade or they made this movie today, it would have been even more detailed when they did stuff mm-hmm. like that. But it is, what was this, 2014?
2013, I think this one.
Is it 13, 14? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So even then, the technology for making stuff like this, and I thought it was interesting how they did do that too. Mm. Where the, if you see how they shot this movie, like there's not a ton of them in the cockpit driving the cars. Not a ton of it. There's, it's a lot of the car drives by and then you'll get a close up of them. So, you know, it's like, okay, we just need you sitting here and we're going to put it in, but it still works. It works really well because the story works. And I think the audio really sells it. Like you said, the experience of the audio, you don't mind that it's not going, it's not shot like what we're going to see with Brad Pitt. You know,
this literally is all CG. There's loads of CG in this. But again, it's just the expense. Cause I don't get the impression this was a big budget movie. They didn't have a lot of money for this. And if you think each one of those cars is probably worth about $10 or $12 million, you know, you can't fake them, you know, you just can't other than CGIing it. Yeah. So that's the thing I think with this. Did you realize one of the cars has six wheels? There's mention of a six wheeled F1 car. I think it's John Player. It was a thing. Yeah. It's okay. Six wheeled F1 car.
Yeah. Really?
I'd forgotten
trying about to get this, more rubber on the track. Like it was, I don't remember that.
There's mention of it. It talks about the six wheeled such and such. And you see a couple of shots of it. It's so weird.
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah. Mm. Interesting. I'll have to look into that. They'll try anything.
But it's a great film. Very, very cool.
Yeah,
it's got to be bought, this disc. It's great.
Yeah. Anything you want to do quick? We've got a few minutes.
Go on, grab one. Yeah. Go for it.
You
can choose any one of the series there if you want to grab one. I can do it fast. You've got a number of them there. Or there's a movie. Yeah, we could do that. There is a movie there as well, but you can do any, take your pick.
Oh, yeah. Let's do this movie. Get this out of the way.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You want to do that? All right.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this then is Hawkeye on 4K UHD disc and in Dolby Atmos. So obviously the series, only very recently released here. I think it came out over there a month or two earlier than we got it. It's only just very recently dropped here. And this is obviously the whole Disney Plus series. And you guys have seen it. And I seem to remember you both enjoying this when it came out.
Yes.
Is that? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I had very limited and very low expectations for this series when it dropped. I kind of thought I didn't quite get why they choose these characters to make a series out of. First time I saw the whole series was in the gym, you know, sorry, not with glasses, literally on a 40-inch TV while I was working out, and I just had it on in the TV, you know, and I kind of enjoyed it that way. And I remember really enjoying it. I thought it was great. It's very snappy. It doesn't take itself seriously. It's a lot of fun. So this is my first time properly watching it. Not with a sweat on and, my brow, you know, this is watching it properly in the cinema room. And I had such a good time with it again. I really like this series. It's so much fun. They're both the interplay between, you know, Kate Bishop and obviously Clint is very, very good in this. And I do like the way they interplay. The LARPing stuff is hilarious as well. It's very, very good. And, you know, there are some nice mixes of all the other stuff. So I had a great time watching it again. In terms of its home theater stuff, it looks beautiful. I mean, it's a gorgeous looking series, and actually how they interplay the stuff from the 2012 Avengers into it, it is seamless. The way that they integrate this, the footage from the new stuff and the old stuff is fantastic. And all the things in what is it? It's not Times Square, is it? What's Rockefeller Center? Is it
with Rockefeller Center? John and I are still trying to get back to see the tree.
So it looks great. All that stuff looks beautiful. It really does. I mean, all the black levels are fantastic. So colorful. It looks great. I'm a bit disappointed with the audio though. It's got a lot of discrete effects. In fact, loads of discrete effects. There's one very cool moment where the dog, Pizza Dog, walks down from behind, so it's indoors and it walks down from the room rear left down the side of the room, and you can hear it's clicking nails on the floorboards, and oh. and you can hear that effect come from over right and to left. It goes click 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 click, click right down the door, right down the wall to the front. And that, so there's lots of like kind of discrete effects, but the bass was lacking in this for me. If ever there is an at mouse track. Mm-hmm. This would be it for me in terms of the bass. There's very little bass in this, I thought, for me. Not certainly nowhere near enough to compare to some of the things we've been watching recently. So I was a bit disappointed with the bass, but I thoroughly enjoyed the series and loved how it looked and enjoyed how it sounded, because there are discrete effects. It's just not a powerful mix. It's really a comedy, isn't it? It's not a big action.
Oh yeah.
Series. And I think that's clear from the presentation, but really enjoyed watching it again. It's a very easy watch, this.
Yeah. I try to watch it every Christmas. I got like halfway through it this year.
Yeah. It's so it is easy a great, to watch.
Yeah. It's a fun Christmas family movie or show, but that you can binge through. And I think it does, the picture plays better than the sound.
Yeah.
But I've only seen it streaming, and it's still really, really good. And the picture, like you said, the, you know, Christmas time, Rockefeller Center, the colors, everything. It looks really, really good. So,
yeah.
And that LARPing scene is,
was so funny.
Renner's awesome. He's just like the, like, oh, okay. Yeah. Like he just doesn't care.
Yeah. It's really, really fun. And actually the car chase sequence as well on the, you know, the daylight car scene. That's great. Yeah. It just doesn't sound that great. It's just not as bassy as you want, but it looks lovely. And it's, you know, razor sharp, beautiful, colorful again. I thoroughly enjoyed revisiting this. I'm so glad I bought the discs. I mean, I it was brilliant. And again, I saw more of it without sweating my eyes. So that's always good news.
There you go.
whereas you guys are sweating for a very different reason during Underworld. Whereas during this.
Jesus.
Getting all hot under the collar for different reasons.
It all comes back to Underworld.
Always.
Underworld.
Probably mention it more than Evil Dead Rise at this point.
That's what I'm going for.
Well, look, I could soon fix that.
Yeah.
We can. I want to balance that out, please. Oh, God. Oh, I was just talking about that the other day, too.
I need to find what streaming service Evil Dead Rise is on now so that I can watch it with the glasses.
Oh.
Is it Matt or is it, wasn't it on Netflix? Someone mentioned
it might
on
Netflix. Be.
Might have been banned.
I need to see that again. Actually, but quite a good test with the dark scenes in that. Quite a good test for the glasses.
Great test. Yeah.
But because you won't, no one knows what I'm watching on it, I can just watch that on a bus. So that'll be all right. Or a train.
There
or
you go. Know. When you got nothing better to do.
Hey.
Exactly. So. Oh my God. All right. That's it. We got to get Steve to bed.
Oh, yeah.
He's been on call. He's up all day. Very busy man.
Still on call.
Still on call. How late are you on call till?
6 a.m. 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, my day starts.
I did
9 to 5 today, then on call from 5 till 9 tomorrow morning, and then do 9 to 5 as a full shift as well.
Oh, wow.
So if I get – I mean, it's nothing in this job to go 48 hours without sleep.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, Navy SEALs hell week is just my normal week.
Right? Yeah. Well, you're standing in the ocean?
Well, it depends on, you know, what would maritime crime, I suppose.
There you go.
Luckily it's been quiet so far. So we've been able to get through some cool stuff, but there's still loads more for next week.
Yeah. Yeah. We already, we've got a few, and hopefully I'll get a few more in this week. You know,
I've had Venom the Last Dance came out here yesterday. So I've got that with suitably rock bottom expectations. But it should be a good HD experience.
And finally, I actually enjoyed it more. I told you I enjoyed it more than I thought I was going to. Did you see it yet, John?
No.
Oh, you haven't seen it yet? I didn't know if you saw it in theaters.
No, I haven't. No, I really disliked the second one.
Yeah.
No interest in this one at all.
Yeah.
But I'll wait and see what Steve has to say next week.
Yeah,
you said you enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it. Yeah,
I'll catch
it
when it's on
the second one. Yeah,
Disney, but I won't pay for it.
Or maybe you could get it on your Zidu.
I've got that well, one maybe. To watch finally this week. Finally came out in 4K over here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Last
oh.
Voyage of the Demeter. So that I can't wait to see again in 4K.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But here's one for you guys. Have either of you seen this? The Gift.
No.
Have you seen that Sam Raimi movie with Keanu Reeves and Cate Blanchett Katie Holmes?
No.
Yeah, it's just come out. Apparently really good film, but I've never seen it.
Well,
so I kind of bought it over the weekend as a treat after having been at the police stations for the entire
I look forward to hearing about it.
I mean, I think I'd heard of it, but I'd never seen it.
I've heard of it as well, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Yeah. Movie about domestic violence and things as well. And, you know.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting. So, I'm looking forward to that. Yeah. The Gift.
The Gift.
You might, if you see the trailer, you might think, oh, I have seen that. Because Keanu Reeves is kind of the bad guy in it. Which seems weird now.
Hmm. Yeah.
You know, as a sort of wife beating, you know, thinking like, Keanu Reeves?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely not his type these days.
Nicest guy in Hollywood ever.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah. Yeah. So, from 2000.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm really cool. Where have I seen that? I think I saw it on TV or an ad for something because it's on Kaleidoscape and SD.
Oh, okay. Well, it's only just dropped. This is an hour release. Yeah. It's only literally just dropped here. But I've never seen it somewhere else. Yeah. On IMDb, it's like 67, which is high for a movie like this. So I'm thinking, hopefully it'll be good. So I shall report back. But those are the ones for this week, plus all the other stuff that's still there.
Cool. Giovanni Ribisi. Katie Holmes, Greg Kinnear, Hillary Swank. Wow.
Yeah. Careful how you say that.
Yeah.
Wow. Katie Holmes. I mean, you know, it's a really decent cast film.
Cool. All right.
We'll see.
Sounds good. All right. No Patreon today. Just going to try and take it easy on the old eyes here.
Yeah.
But hopefully I'll be back next week. We'll be able to do Patreon chat after the show next week. Mm. So. But other than that, everybody good? We all good?
Good. Yep. Yeah, good. All rest right. up, Deej. Rest up this week, buddy.
I'm trying. It's the first time a movie has actually hurt me. So.
What? And Evil Dead Rise didn't do that?
Show us on the doll, DJ, where the movie hurt you.
Oh God. All right. On that note, you know what you gotta do? Oh, don't push. Oh good God. Here we go. We're going out on that. All right. Till next week. Everybody have a great week. You know what you gotta do.
Go push play.
What he said.
Sorry, I'm screwing everything.
Hey Fred.
This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.